This program is not censored. Consider yourself warned.
Lights, camera, action.
When a script is written that is so bad that no one will film it, two men will bring it to life just so they can mock it. This is Table Reads.
So the movie's kaput, which means your script ain't worth the buffalo shit on a nickel.
Table Reads. With Sean McBee and Trevor Thompson.
We say
with
cunt a whole bunch.
Kelly Levier.
Speaking of cunts.
I forgot about that. Hey, that's not nice.
Yes, it is. She's one of us now.
One of us.
One of us.
Huh?
I don't know if that's a compliment or an insult.
It's a
Neither
compliment.
Do we.
I'm the one who said it. I get to decide. I'm the boss of my cunt meaning. Welcome back, everybody, to Beetlejuice Goes Into the Toilet, where it should be, by Jonathan Gems.
God, I don't even want to say his name. Maybe if we say his name three times,
he'll
show up here and we can beat him to death.
Let's try it. Ready?
Jonathan Gems.
Jonathan Gems.
Jonathan Gems.
Oh, what? Pip, pip.
That was so funny.
Oh, I'm glad we haven't quit our day jobs. Well, I haven't.
I'm upset that I don't have one.
Okay, so let's get right into this bitch, because I want this to be the last. I don't want Beetlejuice Goes Hawaiian to be the distinction of the longest read we've done.
Yeah.
Thus far, our longest is Batman vs. Superman, which everyone should listen to because it's great.
What was the name of that script?
Asylum. Yeah. Batman vs. Superman from 2003. That is eight parts. This is our eighth part of Beetlejuice Goes Hawaiian. I do not want this script to cross into, like, longest table reads ever.
Then let's get going.
Yeah.
Previously on Table Reads.
I took a really, really long route to saying I want to hurry up.
Yeah.
Previously on Table Reads, the Dietzes are opening a hotel on Hawaii that the beatniks that live there are opposed to. There's a lot of racist shit going on, like a Japanese guy with an L in the dialogue where there should be an R. Not kidding, that's there, typed, written on purpose. Shit. And basically, Lydia's hired Beetlejuice to come to a surf competition and scare off the people.
He
didn't scare off anybody.
Well, he might, because now he's Jucifer. He's a demon.
Well, that was just like one line to scare people away.
Yeah. Technically, now he's a moth.
Yes. He's a death's head moth.
A demon moth named Jucifer who fucking juices all over your car.
He's a death's head moth because Silence of the Lambs had just come out. And in our last part, things got really Beetlejuicy, where he's like
Beetlejuice the cartoon,
turning cars into wolves to chase people around and scaring old ladies away from slot machines. You know, the Beetlejuice stuff.
Like you do.
Clearly establishing that he has never seen a picture of Easter Island for real. He's just heard about it.
He thinks it's in Hawaii.
I think he does think that Easter Island is in Hawaii. Kelly and I had a discussion about Neanderthal versus Neanderthal, and she selectively read a description that made it sound like she was right, even though...
And by the way, I love Kelly now for doing that, because now you know what it feels like. It's happened at least twice on Touche El Douche by this motherfucker over here. And because Jimmy's not, you know, here, he's in Detroit, he's just being contrary in Detroit, which sounds like a romance novel.
Detroit. Sounds like a Nora Ephron movie.
Nora Ephron movie, contrary in Detroit.
Basically everything's chaos right now. People are running around. Shit's going crazy. And, we're discovering, really, that Alec Baldwin and Gina Davis's characters are better protagonists than Lydia and a bunch of random Hawaiian people.
Yeah, because they were the supporting characters in the original movie, and now they're the main characters.
Yeah. And it's dumb.
Doesn't really work.
But at least, Monty Exxon... Beetlejuice's Texan alter ego is gone, and Lydia's not under his love spell anymore.
Lydia and Beetlejuice have better chemistry in the cartoon.
Can I just say, Beetlejuice has a mommy.
Yeah, named...
Her name is Gala, and she takes care of all the extinct animals. She's the game warden of the Garden of Eden, where all the extinct animals go. You know, from the Bible.
Isn't this great, you guys?
So, currently, Beetlejuice is flying around as a moth, spitting on skeletons and making them flesh creatures. Because, you know, a fleshy Neanderthal, a Neanderthal is scarier than a skeleton Neanderthal tall. And, you know... Okay, so I didn't have any issues with a skeleton Stegosaurus terrorizing people. But as soon as it became a flesh and blood Stegosaurus, I went, oh yeah, he's an herbivore. They shouldn't be fucking sweating it.
Yeah.
Right?
Why are they coming after you for food?
I mean, if it's a skeleton that's chasing you, I don't care what it ate in life.
Yeah.
You're scared of it.
It's not going to be eating anything anymore.
But when it becomes a flesh and blood creature, you think, you want some leaves, don't you, buddy? Here's some leaves.
From my heart to yours.
Yeah. Stegosaurus isn't going to eat a person, but maybe Jonathan Jemps thinks like, a Stegosaurus is really, a fucking carnivore.
You're being attacked by a gigantic koala bear. Come on, just fucking relax. It's a Stegosaurus. It's not going to hurt you.
It's a Stegosaurus.
It's a stupid Stegosaurus.
It's got plates on its back so that other things can't eat it easily.
Yeah.
They are not offensive weapons. It's got spikes on its tail that are offensive weapons, but they're defensive offensive weapons.
Actually, a giant koala would probably fuck you up even more than a Stegosaurus, because they got them claws and shit.
Yeah,
they'd fuck you up even more.
So, let's fucking get going. Last we saw.
Wait, let me just get us started here with the music, and then we can
fade in.
Otho was in a tree. And a pterodon skeleton was coming at him because Beetlejuice has not spit on it yet.
And he's covered in bandages, too, so you can't really hear him. He's trying to say Beetlejuice's name, and it's not happening.
Exterior, Hawaiian Village, day. Led by Mr. Maui, the Hawaiians form up in ranks and perform an appeasement ceremony, banging drums and dancing. Exterior, jungle, dark day. Charles, Yashimoto, Wayne Newton, and Larry are lost. Which way is the volcano? That's my Wayne Newton voice. Exterior woods.
Doba,
day.
My friend.
The pterodon skeleton trots through the woods with Otho in its mouth. The helicopter appears and buzzes the skeleton. It drops Otho. Close on, Otho hitting the ground and rolling off into the bushes. His body pops like an overripe grape, and his guts spill out all over the grass.
Wouldn't that be great?
It would be great. But he just rolls off into the bushes. The pterodon skeleton swipes at the helicopter with its bony tail, hitting it. It's not... Hold on. Pterodons don't have tails they can swipe at something. They have little stubby tails. This guy fucking sucks.
We knew all of this by the time Jurassic Park came out, man.
We knew all of this by the time we were like sophomores in high school. What the fuck is this guy doing?
I was going to say 12, actually.
Yeah,
but
I mean everything that he's gotten wrong.
Okay,
not just the dinosaur stuff. I knew that's the dinosaur stuff when I was 8.
Yeah,
because you know when we were kids were still into dinosaurs.
Yeah. Hey, my generation
Pokemon
had the land
not
before
dinosaurs
time.
For the last time,
the land before time quality.
Yeah. Which one though? The first one?
Like one through what are there now? Like 16?
Yeah.
There's more than that, actually.
There were like five before we were in 10th grade, dude.
My name is not Flathead. It's Littlefoot. I used to have that movie like half memorized.
Don Bluth loves
used
him some.
To?
Yeah.
You know, Don Bluth's doing Dragon's Lair, the movie, on a Kickstarter.
Interesting.
Yeah. Looks good so far. I've seen some of the footage.
Cool.
Yep.
Dinosaurs. Interior. Spinning helicopter. Dark
dinosaurs.
Day. Lydia and Kimo almost fall out. Are they fighting? The pilot hits his head and loses control. The helicopter falls. Exterior, jungle and beach, dark day. Hold on. Interior, spinning helicopter. Within that scene, the pilot loses control. I think once it's spinning, you've lost control. There's no control left to lose. This reads as if the pilot was spinning it on purpose, and then he loses control, and the helicopter
this
falls.
This reads like he was literally dictating it to a tape recorder and then just wrote down everything that he fucking said.
Because he was on peyote.
Yeah, because there's no fucking... There's no, like, second thoughts. Maybe
he
I should...
He was just describing what he was seeing you on know his
what
trip.
He, you know what he never said... You know what never happened during the entire writing process for this? He never once said, is that true? Maybe I should look that up.
No.
Never once. Nope. Well, I know what beatniks are. Fuck off.
He's like, oh, man, I got to walk all the way across the room to my encyclopedia set.
Fuck
and then
that.
I got to find the right volume and flip through the... Nah.
That's taking away time that I can be writing with, with two fucking... pointer fingers on a typewriter. Like a Riri.
I hope this guy's wife divorced him.
I hope he has AIDS. That helped him.
I hope that's why his wife divorced him.
She found out about the AIDS.
I hope he has AIDS. That helped him research.
Yeah, exactly.
Sorry, I stepped on that joke. It was
a good
one.
All right, buddy. I'm used to it by now. I like this music, though.
Exterior, jungle and beach.
This is good jungle music.
I'm reading. The helicopter crashes into the trees near the beach. Interior, helicopter, dark day.
There we go.
The pilot, Lydia, and Kimo are not badly hurt.
Oh, good.
Are you okay?
Yeah. I'm the pilot, damn it.
Okay, you be the pilot. But you have to read them like Jeff Fahey. Because on Lost, Jeff Fahey played a helicopter pilot.
I really don't know enough about how Jeff Fahey sounds. I never saw Whore and Whore 2. I wanted to, believe me. So how about I just say, yeah.
That's good.
Is that good?
That's a good Lapidus?
Lapidus. Frank Lapidus.
Jeff Fahey's in this one.
I like that Jeff Fahey is able to make a... even though it's just me saying yeah, in our hearts, I think we all know it's Jeff Fahey.
Yeah. There it is. Let's go. They climb out of the damaged helicopter, its rotor blades bent and turning slowly. Interior, cave, dark day. You know, there's a Neanderthal around. You don't want to be going into a cave. The Neanderthal is tending a small fire. Delia is sitting as far away from them as possible.
My God, am I going crazy? Can this really be happening?
She said in complete, denial of this shit already having happened to her once.
Yeah.
Why didn't she say that the first time? This time she should be like, not again!
Because he forgot in that 1-hour-long session he had with his tape recorder, Sean. He forgot and didn't go back.
The Neanderthal.
After he read the back of the Beetlejuice box, not having seen the movie.
The Neanderthal gives her a dead partridge.
In a pear tree.
What's this?
It's David Cassidy.
That'd be funny. Oh, that's a Neanderthal. Ugh.
Yeah. He indicates the fire.
Oh, you want me to cook it?
She goes to the fire, but doesn't know what to do. You have a dead animal in your hand. There's a fire. What's hard to understand about this?
Shouldn't we pluck it first?
Ugh! I thought I was the
Neanderthal. I was the Neanderthal.
You're
I
both
did
Neanderthals.
It. Thanks, honey.
I think you should know I'm not a very good cook.
Now
we're both not the Neanderthal.
Ugh.
You don't care, huh? Okay. One roast partridge coming up.
She skewers the bird on a stick and puts it in the fire.
David Cassidy screams bloody murder as he's thrown in the oven.
He starts touching her dress.
I hope you don't have anything else on your mind besides dinner.
He strokes her hair.
Now, you sit there and I'll fix things in the kitchen.
He pulls up her dress.
Yeah. Hey!
Grab her by the pussy.
He rips part of her dress off.
Stop that!
Exterior, jungle, dark day. Charles, Yashimoto, Larry, and...
Wayne.
You do any, when you're famous, you can do anything you want.
Yeah.
Charles Yashimoto, Larry, and Wayne hurry through the jungle. Wayne? That's Delia.
I recognize that scream.
Interior cave, dark day. The Neanderthal is trying to ravish Delia.
Oh my god.
You mean rape. He's trying to rape her.
Oh my god, ravish?
His throbbing member pushes against her loving bosom.
Wait, no, don't. He's making this readable, okay? Would you relax?
He's trying to ravish Delia. Charles bursts in and, thinking quickly, because he does that, pulls a branch from the fire and pokes him in the backside.
In the butt.
Get out!
That was to Delia.
Oh, sorry. Get out! Delia runs out of the cave while Charles holds the Neanderthal at bay with the burning stick. The Neanderthal picks up a big rock. Of course he does. Yeah. Charles throws the stick at him and ducks out of the cave. Yeah, that's what I should do. I should throw my weapon away. The Neanderthal throws the rock. It jams in the cave. How big is this rock?
Yeah, really?
It jams in the cave mouth.
How small is the cave mouth?
Yeah, I mean, come on, guy. What are you...
You're not even trying, movie. Come on.
I mean, he did say it was a big rock. I guess maybe Neanderthals have superhuman strength. Maybe this Neanderthal was bit by a radioactive spider.
These would be things we, the audience, would need to know. These are the kind of things that we, the audience, should know if they are the case. Alas, we do not.
I'm going to find this motherfucker. I'm going to ask him. How big is that rock? Where is Easter Island?
What are beatniks?
Have you ever seen a pterodon skeleton?
And for that matter, have you ever seen Beetlejuice?
Amen.
The answer to all these questions and more is no.
It's like this guy
Jonathan
was
Gems.
This guy was homeschooled, but his mom, who was teaching him, like had Down syndrome.
Mom, I'm gonna write scripts. I like ice cream.
Oh, that's so offensive.
Do you think I can do it? You can do it! You can do it! And then she just shits herself.
I think you're underestimating
what Down syndrome
people a bit, but that's okay. It's comedy.
Now that's comedy.
And I always love a good slappy squirrel reference. You having troubles over there, pal?
No, but I'm waiting on you to do whatever.
I'm trying to find my place.
Okay.
Delia is running down the slope.
I'm not having any troubles.
Exterior cave in jungle, dark day. Delia is running down the slope. Charles catches up with her. They run down to where Larry, Wayne, and Yashimoto are hiding. Exterior, they must not be hiding well. Exterior, sea and beach.
That's true. They go like they run in and go right to where they're hiding. We saw you hiding from across the room. We would have waved, but you know.
Exterior, sea and beach, dark day.
That's a good point, Sean.
That's really Lydia and Kimo are paddling out to sea on surfboards. Exterior road, dark day. Beetlejuice walks up the road, flanked by two car wolves.
What the fuck? Are we ever going to like get what the dark day direction is supposed to mean? Just that the clouds are there?
The clouds rolled in
then
when Beetlejuice started.
Then you say cloudy, you fucking hack.
Yeah.
You interrupted a very important line.
I don't think I did.
About car wolves.
I really didn't.
Beetlejuice walks up the road, flanked by two car wolves. He pets them. They pant happily.
Time for the grand finale.
Oh, he puts his fingers. God damn it. He puts his fingers to his lips and whistles. I never knew how to do that.
Me neither. I can't even normal whistle.
It's pretty rad.
Put your lips together and blow.
Like a Marilyn Monroe reference.
No.
Or who is that then that says it? Put your lips together and blow? What's that from?
It's from Casablanca.
No, it isn't.
You know how to whistle, don't you?
Oh, wait.
Just put your lips together and blow.
Oh, you know what? Oh, yeah. Fuck. But Easter Island is here, you guys, so...
Exterior, hotel, dark day. The Easter Island Giants stop wrecking... It still sounds like a sports team.
It sounds like a team. It does.
The Easter Island Giants stop wrecking the hotel and turn in the direction of the whistle.
It's actually to have and have not.
I knew it wasn't Casablanca.
Is it? Mm-hmm.
1944.
And who says it?
Humphrey Bogart.
See, that's why I got it confused. Because it was Bogey. Which is still much closer than Marilyn Monroe.
I didn't say it was Marilyn Monroe.
Yes, you did. Yeah, you said a Marilyn Monroe reference.
I also didn't say kerfuffle.
You did.
I know, because I listened today. I was like, why am I saying kerfuffle? Where did I get that from?
Interior, ruins of Tiki Casino, Dark Day.
Fucking Shea says it. That's where I got it from.
That's great.
Sorry.
The demon statuettes quit playing the slots and listen to the whistle. Exterior, jungle, dark. Everybody's just, we're just going to cut to all these whistle reaction shots. The Stegosaurus screeches to a halt because they move so fast.
Puts on the brakes.
And angles his head toward the direction of the whistle. Exterior, parking lot, dark day.
Here's the whistle.
The metal car wolves that are standing right next to Beetlejuice.
Do you know why?
Turn and listen to the whistle.
But do you know why the Stegosaurus stopped and turned his head listening to the whistle? It was waiting for Fred Flintstone to scream Yabba Dabba Doo and then slide down its back.
You couldn't do that with Stegosaurus plates.
No, it is. In the intro, it's got the fucking back plates. I don't think it's a Stegosaurus, but
I think
it's got
a Brontosaurus.
It's got back plates on it.
Because it's...
Trust me, he goes down.
We're gonna look it up after the show.
He goes down the side, but he goes past them. You can see him.
I think you're misremembering.
I'm not.
The Stegosaurus screeches. Okay. Exterior road, dark day.
Dark day. Go ahead. You want to read how the metal car wolves turn and listen to the whistle?
You mean like I already did?
Oh, you did that
part?
And
then I read the slug line after that.
Did you?
And now I'm staring at you expectantly because Beetlejuice has a line.
Okay. And you want me to do this as Paul Lind, I assume.
Why don't you do it as Beetlejuice?
Okay, guys, here's the scoop. See all the mortal scum? See all the mortal scum on the volcano?
What is he, the curgeon?
Beetlejuice wouldn't say that.
Exterior, ruins of hotel, dark day.
The Kurgan wouldn't say that.
The Easter Island Giants look towards the volcano. Exterior, jungle, dark day. The Stegosaurus looks... Oh, God, are we doing this again? The Stegosaurus looks towards the volcano. Exterior road, dark day.
They shouldn't be on the volcano. They should be in it.
Exterior, parking lot, day. The car wolves head for the volcano. Exterior. Oh, God. Yep, we're doing it again. Exterior. Ruins of hotel. Dark day. The Easter Island Giants head for the volcano. Okay, there's a page turn here. I will bet anyone in this room $20 the next scene is going to be the Stegosaurus heading towards the volcano.
I can't make that
You're
bet.
You're actually wrong.
I can't make that bet because I already looked forward.
Oh, it's the demon statuettes. And then the... Okay.
Well, it's a good...
Too bad you didn't take me up on that bet, dummy.
You're fired.
Exterior, hotel courtyard, dark day. The demon statuettes come out of the casino. It doesn't say they're heading toward the volcano, but... Exterior, jungle, dark day. The Stegosaurus and the Pterodon skeleton head for the volcano.
I want to go home.
I want to take a nap. Interior cave, dark day. With great effort, the Neanderthal pulls the boulder away from the cave mouth. Exterior, volcano, dark day. Sukavati and Ginger, hey, you remember them?
They're back.
We haven't seen them in like
Barely.
Three episodes. Sukavati and Ginger, remember Ginger is black, but her name is Ginger. Sukavati is
American,
but her name is Suka fucking Vati. Are encouraging people in all caps. Sukavati and Ginger are encouraging people to climb the volcano. An elderly woman and her husband turn to look at the view.
It's a strange word to capitalize.
Will you look at that?
We got ringside seats.
Their POV. The Easter Island Giants approach. Behind them, among the ruins of the Dietz Paradise Resort Hotel, small fires burn. Exterior, Hawaiian Village, dark day. The ceremony continues. Exterior.
That's the most succinct direction this guy has ever fucking written.
Yeah. Exterior, volcano, dark day. Normally it would say Mr. Maui and just like list everybody, people. Continue ceremonying.
About the place.
They have a hiatus.
Yeah, there's a hiatus of people about.
They have a raucous hiatus. Exterior, volcano, dark day. Guests, tourists, and Hawaiians watch nervously as the Easter Island Giants approach. Charles, Delia, Larry, Wayne, and Yashimoto come into view, making their way up the slopes.
You saved my life.
Uh-huh. She looks at him with a new admiration. Great Beetlejuice saves their shitty marriage. Exterior, base of volcano, dark day. Otho is climbing towards the others, his bandages trailing. Exterior, ocean, dark day. Can we just have a scene?
About the dark day?
No, I mean just a scene. Not just like one shot and move on to something else.
An actual scene where something happens.
Lydia and Kimo are sitting on their surfboards. Lydia is singing her weird wave calling song.
It literally specifies that it's a weird song.
Yeah, it does. Close on Lydia's face. She has never been so concentrated. She has no water left in her body.
She's a grape.
She's just like pure, concentrated Lydia. She is sadness incarnate.
I am utterly alone.
Exterior, volcano, dark day. Charles, Delia, Yashimoto, Wayne, Larry, Bill. Wayne and Larry flee up the volcano. The east, that, I mean, look, if you're going to run away towards something, it should not be the mouth of a volcano.
Unless it's Joe versus the volcano, which is an awesome movie.
That's worse than when people are chasing you through a building and so you're like, I know, I'll go to the roof.
Yeah. Surely that won't.
Because, you know, at least on the roof, there's not molten rock ready to burn you to nothingness.
You're going to the wrong rooftop parties, man.
Well, ever since I had to jump across an alley to get away from the cops.
That's actually a true story, ladies and gentlemen.
I fucking Batmaned that shit. Flee up the volcano, the East Island Giants, the dinosaurs, the Neanderthal, the demon statuettes, and the car wolves reach the base of the volcano. Otho was climbing far behind the others. So
how is he climbing?
Because
imagine him like Doc Ock. He's got like the tentacles pulling his.
Okay. There's no permanence to injuries here, obviously.
Alright. I could get behind Otho as Doc Ock.
Yes. He, like, the accident gave him psychic control of his bandages. So really, he's more like Ragman.
True.
See, you went Marvel and I took it DC.
I appreciate it. Look at that. Shared interest.
By the way, you watch Arrow, right?
No.
Oh, you don't? Wow, you're such a loser.
Hold on. We've gone two pages, and we determined to get through this script.
I gotta say, Ragman turned up in Arrow, and like the instant I saw him, I was like, "What the fucking Ragman?"
She has a good point, though. We're like 27 minutes in, and we did two pages.
Yeah.
Maybe not comment on every single piece of.
Hey,
shit.
Maybe die.
Every single piece of shit thing that this guy does.
I'm stressing out a little bit about finishing. So.
Yeah, because this thing is killing us.
Shut up. The ceremony, exterior, Hawaiian village, dark day. The ceremony continues, led by Mr. Maui. Exterior, mouth of volcano, dark day. People are clustered near the mouth of the volcano, including the helicopter pilot, Jeff Fahe. There is no farther for them to go. A few kids are looking into the volcano. Their POV, magma bubbling. New angle, tourist.
We're all gonna die! If you've ever prayed, do it now!
Yeah, that's legit.
That's what a tourist would say.
That's how people talk.
Yep.
Exterior, volcano, dark day. The Easter Island Giants and the other monsters climb the volcano, clearly making everyone up at the lip of the volcano rethink all their life choices. Exterior, mouth of volcano, dark day. Biff, goddamn it, is staring out to sea.
Look, McFly. Look!
Everyone turns to look. What they see makes them gasp. Their POV. A tidal wave is coming towards them.
Oh, no.
Close on, Charles and Delia.
It looks like a tidal wave.
Plus, I just read it in the description. Exterior, volcano, dark day. The monsters are climbing the volcano.
Can we stop with the dark day shit?
Some of them look around. Look round. Sorry, we're British.
Look round.
Angle on, Otho struggling up the slope. A shadow falls over him. He looks up fearfully.
Sorry.
Did you do that?
Yeah, sorry.
That was perfect timing. An Easter Island giant picks him up and is about to put him in his mouth when... Roar of tidal wave! He looks round. Exterior, mouth of volcano, dark day. Charles is looking through binoculars. Delia is beside him.
Well, if that don't beat all, take a look.
He hands Delia the binoculars. She looks through them. View through binoculars. God damn it. Lydia and Kimo are surfing the tidal wave. Exclamation point, because we give a shit at this point. Exterior, volcano, dark day. The monsters panic and run off in all directions. I bet any surfer would go, they surf a tidal wave? Fuck you.
Yeah.
The monsters panic and run off in all directions. Otho is dropped. He lands on a bush, bounces off it onto the ground, and slides down the slope, grabbing vainly at plants as he goes. He finally slides into a mud pool. I bet this is supposed to be, like, really comedic.
Yeah.
Spluttering, he pulls himself out and lies, panting at the edge of the pool, covered in thick mud.
I'll die soon, and it'll all be over.
Says the man who knows for a fact that ghosts are real. Exterior, jungle, dark day.
If you strike me down, I shall become more powerful than you can possibly
imagine. I shall become more winded than you can possibly imagine.
Sitting on top of a tree, Beetlejuice watches the tidal wave approach.
Lydia, I should have married that gal.
Like he chose not to.
Yeah, right.
Exterior, tidal wave, dark day. Kimo and Lydia surf the tidal wave, then flip over the back of it just before it breaks over the island. No clue how waves work. Like, even normal waves.
They don't
no
get
clue.
A lot of waves in England.
Another angle. Yeah, that's true. Like, all their beaches are cliffs.
Yep.
Another angle.
We didn't surf so much as plummet.
The wave crashes through the ruins of the hotel, sweeping all before it. It rolls over the golf courses, lagoon, and jungle, and smashes into the base of the volcano, splashing in all directions. Exterior, mouth of volcano, dark day.
We now have 9 pages left.
The people huddle together as the mountain shakes. Exterior, base of volcano, dark day. A flood washes over Otho, obscuring him from view. Otho is dead now.
Ha, ha.
That's the way tidal waves work. He's dead.
Yep.
Exterior, Hawaiian village, dark day. A protective golden bubble has formed over the village, and the ceremonially performing Hawaiians.
A protective
golden. I knew he was going to do some dumb permutation of ceremony.
You didn't know that.
Ceremonially. No, I made a joke about it earlier.
And a protective golden bubble is over the village. So Glinda is apparently living there now?
Yes, the wave passes over it. Exterior, another part of the volcano, dark day. The water carries away the Easter Island giants, the car wolves, the demon statuettes, the dinosaurs, and the Neanderthal. The one single Neanderthal. You could have had an army of those fuckers. Exterior, swirling water, dark day. Otho spins in the raging waters. Exterior, mouth of volcano, dark day. Charles, Delia, Larry, Yashimoto, Wayne and the guests, Hawaiians and tourists,
and the rest.
And Skipper and Gilligan.
There is a ginger.
That's true. Watches the great wave washes across the rest of the island and away into the ocean. Angle on hotel. It has gone. Washed away. Mm-hmm. The whole island has been washed clean, probably including all those endangered species that the beatniks were trying to protect this whole time.
Yeah.
Good job, Lydia. Good job. Charles is too devastated to speak.
It's gone. It's all gone. Everything.
Exterior, beach, dark day. Otho is hanging. By the way, thank you for pointing out everything we just saw, which is what we really need right now. Exterior, beach, dark day. Otho is hanging like a bedraggled doll in the top branches of a tall palm tree at the edge of the beach.
Bedraggled.
You know, I'm from Florida. Things don't really get tangled in palm tree branches.
Not so much.
No. At the edge of the beach. The remains of his bandages blow in the wind because they're not wet or anything.
They blow dry.
Exterior, sea, dark day. Lydia and Kimo are padding into shore.
I never felt about anyone the way I feel about you.
And how is that?
That's your playful?
That's Lydia's playful.
Oh.
That's your playful.
maybe.
That's about as flirty as Kelly gets.
Because it says to be playful, so she's like, you know.
Have how is that?
She should have a Game Boy out or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or, well, I guess, it's 93.
Yeah, exactly.
It's the right time for it.
That's what I'm saying, her Game Boy.
Back when you needed, like, a cart to carry around a Game Boy?
Yeah.
Something with wheels?
Yeah.
You're special. Unique. There's no one like you.
That's what unique means, right?
Beetlejuice. He's Mojo Jojo now. You're special. Unique. There's no one like you. You are one of a kind. He's
Mojo Jojo.
Beetlejuice comes up. I should have read something as Mojo Jojo.
Yeah.
Beetlejuice comes up behind them in the form of a gigantic electric eel.
Oh, fucking A. Talking about me again?
By the way, this says beetle eel.
Exactly.
Beetlejuice. Beetle.
Her mouth is full of sea scorpions. Lovely. Angle on beetle eel. He grins and flips his tail over Chemo, electrocuting him. And I just want to be a grammar Nazi here and say electrocuting means death.
Yep.
When you get shocked and you say, I just got electrocuted. No, you didn't.
That's cartoon logic if you fucking get electrocuted and walk around afterwards.
But the word electrocute literally means killed by electricity. Chemo slips off his board, unconscious or dead. Lydia dives after him. I would be really distracted by the sea scorpions in my mouth, wouldn't you?
Yeah, like, right.
Fuck that
she
guy.
She just starts chewing. She's like, I love them.
Nom, 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 nom. Underwater, dark day. Right. Chemo sinks down into the murky depths. Oh, it says dark day because it's January 20th, 2017. That's a dark day. There's Trump's inauguration.
We got it, thanks.
It just wasn't funny at all, was it?
I mean, no.
I'm still just really sad, okay? Lydia breaks the surface, gasping and spluttering. Beetle Eel tows her toward the shore. Good call.
He gets a tow truck.
Just going to save her. Underwater, dark day. Chemo hits the bottom. Oh, wait. I missed something. Chemo sinks down to the murky depths. Lydia swims after him. Beetle Eel wraps his tail around Lydia's leg and pulls her struggling to the surface. Then Lydia breaks the surface, gasping and sputtering. Beetle Eel tows her toward the shore. Underwater, Chemo hits the bottom, regains consciousness, and starts back up. Lucky. Exterior, beach, dark day. Chemo hits the bottom. Wait.
Beetlejuice.
Exterior beach, okay. Beetlejuice comes out of the sea carrying the semi-conscious, half-drowned Lydia. Exterior sea, dark day. So just her left lung is full of water. Chemo swims toward the beach. He's about 100 yards away.
Give or take.
Exterior beach, dark day. Beetlejuice lays Lydia down on the sand beneath a palm tree. Uh-oh, this is getting rapey.
I hate this fucking dialogue. I like you so much, Lydia. You know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna kill you.
He never saw the first movie.
No.
Never saw it. Exterior, sea, dark day.
With a cartoon.
He read the back of the box.
That's what I said earlier.
Chemo swims as hard as he can toward the shore. He's about 50 yards off.
Yeah, give or take.
Exterior beach, dark day. Beetlejuice picks up a piece of driftwood.
Jonathan Jones.
It turns into a silver dagger.
Why didn't he just let her drown?
Yeah. I'm going to save you, and then I'm going to kill you. Exterior sea, dark day. Chemo swims with all his strength. He's about 30 yards from the beach. Exterior beach, dark day. Beetlejuice has Lydia's hair in one hand, dagger in the other.
Gonna give her a haircut.
Yeah, right. Together forever. So, snip, 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 snip. How do you want it to look?
You want bangs?
You want bangs?
You have another line.
Wait. Monsters are such interesting people. Okay, so I got to do Otho. Beetlejuice. Beetlejuice.
Beetlejuice looks up, surprised.
Yeah.
He's all like, wait, since when the fuck can you talk?
Hey, wait a minute. I thought I killed you good.
Otho is lodged in the palm tree above him, bandages dangling.
Beetlejuice. Oh, shit.
Beetlejuice disappears. The end. Okay, let's go home, everybody. Angle on Otho in the palm tree. Hero of the day, everybody.
Oh, God damn it.
The dark clouds part and the sun shines through. The dark day parts are over. Dude, I really hope that, like, everything's over now. I hope it's all just denouement from here on out. Like, all it took was some fat guy in a tree saying his name three times.
That's it.
Exterior, Volcano Day. The guests, Hawaiians, and tourists are making their way down the slope. Charles and Delia are descending arm in arm. Jack and Kate and Sawyer are... Sorry, I'm tired of these fucking lists of characters.
Are we insured? Oh, yes.
Hey, what are you going to do with the island now?
Beats me. It's no good as real estate. Not after this.
So wait,
because you have to disclose ghost attack.
So wait, this is really it? They just say his name three times and then they just cut to they're having fucking...
I think he saw the page number and was like, oh shit, Otho... Interior, Afterlife Supermarket.
Oh, fuck this movie.
Beetlejuice appears in the supermarket. He is fed up. He walks toward the checkout, muttering and grumbling under his breath. Dave, Beetlejuice 2, is romancing a pretty Puerto Rican checkout girl, Juanita. He sees Beetlejuice.
Beetlejuice 2?
Hey, just in time. This is the guy I was telling you about.
Beetlejuice looks at them with repulsion.
He looks like you.
Yeah. Where's Lydia?
She's alive. That's real Beetlejuice, by the way, folks. She's alive.
Oh, great. We were just leaving. We're going to get married.
Yes. My uncle is giving us a house in South 80s.
They say it's a lot like San Diego.
He claps him on the shoulder.
Thanks.
That's like not a bad
nice
line.
Nice to meet you.
Hmm?
That's like not a bad line. I mean, it's a bad line, but for this script... It's like the first...
Yeah. South Hades, it's a lot like San Diego.
Yeah.
It's like, this guy thinks San Diego is a shithole.
But it's an attempt. Like,
yeah. It's an attempt it's colored by the fact that he knows nothing about anything.
I don't know. This might be that thing of, like, when...
Maybe he's from an alternate Earth.
What's that thing where, like, in Silence of the Lambs, where, like, Clarice starts to love Hannibal Lecter because she's, like, scared of him? What do they call that when the...
You mean
Stockholm Syndrome?
Maybe that's what it is. I'm developing Stockholm Syndrome with this fucking script. I'm just, like, desperate to find stuff that I might like.
But no, seriously, maybe this guy is from an alternate Earth.
Take me with you.
Where, you know, stegosauruses are meat eaters and pterodons have tails.
Yeah.
And Easter Island is on a beach.
Yeah, in Hawaii.
In Hawaii. They leave. Beetlejuice is expressionless. Well, that's a...
Okay.
That's great. Interior, kitchen, afterlife. Now, hold on. Rita is that's sitting at the kitchen table. She has been weeping. Now, the last time she went into the kitchen, there was nothing there, and she got sucked into the void. And she was like, oh, no, the void.
Oh, no.
Do you remember this?
Mm-hmm.
She got vanished into nothingness, and I was all like, okay. A hole would be something.
Yeah.
This was nothing.
It's the plot
hole. The kitchen's back. Somehow. She's been weeping. Sound of door opening. She looks up. It's Beetlejuice. He closes the door, takes off his jacket, and hangs it on the back of the door.
You're late.
He ignores her, crosses to the TV, and turns it on, switching to a channel showing a ball game.
I thought you gone forever. Look at this jacket.
She takes the jacket off the door.
I know you're gonna leave me. I'd better wash it.
I don't know how to process that. She starts removing things from the pockets, including a beer bottle, and putting them on the table.
You won't leave me, will you?
Yes, I will.
Why?
'Cause look at you.
Actually, read the next line.
You looked in the mirror lately? Yeah.
He gets up, opens the fridge. See, look, that means that you are the same amount of funny as Jonathan Gems.
No.
How do you feel now, bitch?
I didn't know he was so funny.
He gets up, opens the fridge, and gets out a bottle of beer. He glances at Rita. She is silently weeping. Yeah, we give a shit about this.
You're always crying. It's a real bring down.
He resumes his seat and drinks from the beer bottle.
You don't love me.
Me and a million others, babe.
He puts the bottle on the table behind him. Rita takes the jacket out into the washroom. He bends over and unlaces his shoes. Why did you write that? Just why did you bother writing that? He takes his shoes off, still not caring. Then he reaches back over his head for the beer. He takes the wrong bottle. He drinks. For a moment, little sparkles of light dance around his head. His face goes slack. Rita re-enters the kitchen.
You really should get some new clothes. All your clothes are falling to pieces.
Beetlejuice looks at her. The pupils of his eyes enlarge. Or, you know, dilate.
You all right, hun?
Jeez, Rita. You are so beautiful.
I am.
Say, didn't you want to go to a club tonight?
Exterior, Beatnik Beach. Oh, night.
Jesus Christ.
It's almost over, guys. Finish line. And I just want to remind all the listeners that have made it this far, this was Trevor's idea. Blame Trevor. I went through great lengths to get this because Trevor recommended it.
Keep in mind, I'm also the guy that recommended we did The Day the Clown Cried, which was the Jerry Lewis movie about a
clown. Hold on, though. I'm going to be fair to you here and say that this whole podcast was my idea. So,
do we have any? Yeah, I want to read shit scripts.
That was the idea.
Four Let's pages
read
left.
Bad things.
Yeah, she can't take it. She's not as strong as we are.
Crawling out of her skin.
She's not as strong as we are, Sean.
It's a beautiful night. Oh, can you guess? Music. Beach party. He's just saying things now. Music. Beach party. There is a fire on the beach surrounded by happy tourists, guests, and Hawaiians.
What happened to his mom?
A band is playing. Oh. Maybe that's where the music is coming from. People are dancing. Charles and Delia are sitting together in the sand.
Hey.
What?
Do you still love me?
Yes.
I love you too.
Does this mean the divorce is off?
If you say so, Mr. Huge.
Mr. Huge.
Huge.
She puts her arms around him. They kiss. Otho taps him on the shoulder.
Charles.
Charles looks round. Otho is draped in a blanket. Looking like he's just done 10 rounds with Mike Tyson.
We'll do another hotel.
He doesn't know who Mike Tyson is either.
And you can design it. I promise.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think anyone ever went 10 rounds with Mike Tyson.
Yeah, no.
Tyson was a fucking animal.
Yeah, you were lucky if you made it a couple rounds.
Also, at this time, Tyson was probably more known as a rapist than a boxer.
So that those kind of rounds.
his asshole's this big.
We'll do another hotel, and you can design it. I promise.
Really?
But next time, we'll do it in Palm Springs.
What's going to happen to the island?
It's a fucking island! It's just going to be here, being an island.
It's not going anywhere.
Larry says the only thing it's good for is a nature reserve.
Pan across beach. Mr. Maui is dancing with the Beatniks, Hawaiians, surfers, and the ancient Hawaiian ghosts. You remember them?
No.
You know, Obi-Wan, Anakin, and Yoda. Exterior, another part of the beach. Night. A family of crabs skitter along the beach. Nearby, Lydia and Kimo walking slowly along the seashore.
All this, everything that's happened, it's like a dream. It's like we've been sucked into some great cosmic conflict. Speaking of sucking.
Yes.
Was there really a Beetlejuice?
Is there a moon?
Fuck you!
Sky?
Fuck you!
Are there nightmares?
Fuck you!
Am I deep yet?
Can you do like a guy falling to his death from a canyon?
Fuck you!
That's pretty good.
They kiss. Honestly, if I said, was there really a Beetlejuice? She's like, is there a moon? Is there a sky? Are there nightmares? Yeah, I'm done. Just walk away. You don't kiss her.
I mean, she's taking you back after you cheated on her with a tree, so you gotta take what you can get.
All right. I'll give you that. Oh my god, I just saw the best thing. It says 126 of 127. Interior, Afterlife Club. A devil's ball. All manner of devil, monster, ghoul, and freak is dancing. Is? Characters from the afterlife. Hypnoids, skeletons, the Bigfoot couple, Krells, accident victims, etc. Hang out at the bar. On stage, fronting the band, is Beetlejuice. Oh my god, I just realized what it is. this guy's entire knowledge of Beetlejuice is not from the movie or the cartoon. It's from the fucking Universal Studios Ghoul Review thing.
What is that?
There's like a fucking singing and dancing Beetlejuice show at Universal Studios. Yeah.
That would actually be funny if that... If they started that just because this was in development and then...
He thought he was writing a sequel to that. He didn't even know about the movie.
I can see it happening.
Fronting the band is Beetlejuice. On the dance floor, Rita gyrates joyfully. It's the Harlem Shuffle again.
Is it really? I'm not going to sing it because I have too much respect for that song.
You move it to the left, yeah. Then you do it. Then you go for yourself. You move it to the right, yeah. If it takes all night.
Or something. Everyone gets into the groove. Beetlejuice demonstrates the dance moves, sliding into splits, hitchhiking, turkey trotting. Yeah, he's like, can I get a lift?
Maybe kind of slow with a whole lot of soul. Don't move it too fast. Make it last. You know, you scratch just like a monkey. Yeah, you do. Real, yeah. You slide into the limbo, yeah. How low can you go?
Beetlejuice does a limbo. You need a stick for that.
Yeah. Your turn.
Oh, come on, baby. I don't want you to crumble down. Just groove it right here to the Harlem Shuffle.
There's no rhyme there.
No.
None.
Get mad at Keith. He wrote it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Do the Harlem Shuffle.
That's the band.
The end.
No, it isn't.
It's not.
What are you doing?
There's still another page.
You've got a line.
Oh, shit. There's more?
Wow, how anticlimactic.
It is anticlimactic. He's just singing the words to the Harlem Shuffle. Can we go? It's like...
No, we gotta read all of it. You're on Oh, Do the Monkey Shine, Yeah.
Okay, and then who's gonna be the band?
All of us. We already did the band.
No, there's more.
Christ.
Hitchhack, baby, across the floor. Whoa.
Okay. No.
What?
Up.
What are you fucking...
Previous page, the last line is Oh, Do the Monkey Shine, Yeah.
I thought
you
I
need,
said that.
No, you didn't. I need you to read it, actually. It's important.
Oh, do the monkey shine. Yeah.
End credits. Then the band says,
Yeah. Do the Harlem Shuffle.
Hitchhike, baby, across the floor. Whoa. Can't stand it no more. Now, come on, baby. Get into your slide. Ride.
And Trevor, I'm going to save you at this point and say...
Yeah, shake.
Just hit the
shake
thing.
A tail feather. Oh, hit the thing. Shake. Shake
Fade
a tail feather,
first.
Baby. Oh. Shake, bitches. Shake. Shake your tail feather. Fuck this movie.
Guys, turn the music down.
Guys, we made it.
We did it.
Yay.
How long are we at?
52 minutes.
Nice.
Oh, wow. We got this one done in less than an hour.
Impressive.
So all your griping.
Impressive. You're welcome.
Jesus.
We'd still be on page 115. If
I wonder what happened to Beetlejuice's mom.
Guys, seriously? No, she just left. She's like, hey, here's my subtle environmental message. Stop ruining the earth. Peace.
This movie
stinks. I'm
going to
leave these skeletons here.
Goodbye.
So, look, I want to be really serious here. If Jonathan Gems turns up dead in mysterious circumstances, you may as well call me a person of interest. Like,
you're saying you'd kill him over this?
I'm saying that the way I feel right now, it would be irresponsible for any police investigation not to at least look into me.
We should find him on Facebook.
I tried.
You should find your microphone.
I looked up his contact info. I tried to, like, because I figured this guy's not doing shit. He can't be too hard to get a hold of, right? But I think he's still internet averse because he doesn't want to learn what a pterodon's tail is really like. He just wants to live in ignorance.
Or maybe somebody else has read this and has hunted him down and now he has learned from his mistake.
He's in witness protection.
He is actually Casey Anthony.
He's actually Casey Anthony.
Oh, God. What are we going to do next?
I think we're doing Kalos.
Kelly, are you going to come back, or did the script kill this for you?
What's Kalos?
That's the vampire thing that.
Oh yeah, I gotta be the queen.
Musidora.
Musidora, not to confuse with Mucinex.
No.
Although
if we had brought that up at the time, Jimmy probably would have been like, shit, we gotta change her name. She had a dumber name before that, actually.
Akasha?
I don't remember what else. She's not the queen. She's just an exiled...
I want to be the queen.
I mean, she's the only one.
Yeah, you
one,
and every other girl.
So.
No, but the difference is I am. Mm.
Oh, but see, what you're supposed to say is I don't want to be a queen. I want to be the queen.
But I'd have to be topless and look like Natalie Dormer to do that, so...
I'd be okay with that.
Mm. Yeah, I knew that was a bad thing to say as soon as I said it.
I mean, Natalie Dormer is very pretty. To state the obvious.
I was going to say, way to be controversial.
Yeah. Yo, I got a controversial opinion here. Pretty girls are pretty. So that was Beetlejuice Goes Hawaiian.
This is our theme music, Sean. That's how you know this is we're done with the script.
Yeah, it's like when you're watching Supernatural for some reason in season 12, and the penultimate or the last episode comes on of the season, and it goes "Carry on, my wayward son."
That's the best part of the show.
Yeah, I that comes on. I'm like, what? The season finale already?
That's the only part of the show worth watching.
And every finale, the "Carry on, my wayward son" recap starts at the beginning. Like
oh yeah, it starts at like their mother. Like,
yeah, it starts with their mother
ceiling.
Burning on the ceiling, and Dean getting Sam from college to rejoin the fight.
And you're like, we know you guys are like 65. No, we yeah. get it.
Yeah, it's like they're like getting their money instead of like scamming people. They're getting their money just from the fucking Social Security office. I still watch every week, by the way, and I still just really like that.
What's
show.
Even the plot at this point?
Some stuff going on right now. What is the big bad? I mean, Lucifer's back and he's being chained up, but he seems
Lucifer,
like
are you not Jucifer?
No, the real legit Lucifer played by the guy from Lost.
Yes,
that played
Jacob.
Yeah, I don't know that guy's name.
The
he's
real
just always Jacob.
The real legit Lucifer.
Yeah, like he's really
the real one.
Lucifer,
wait,
the
so he's
angel.
The big bad again. They just went full circle.
No, he's right now he's just chained up. The big thing is that he knocked a lady up, and so he got a whole Rosemary's Baby thing going on, and they don't know where she is.
But we already did the Antichrist like ages ago.
And we got more yellow-eyed demons. They're just bringing shit back now.
They're just like, we don't know. We'll just hope everyone who watched the first season has dropped off by now.
And they have, mostly.
Yep.
They even brought the cult back.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So,
they should have stopped at 5.
They're just like, let's get back to roots. So we're talking about Supernatural now on this table reads.
Speaking of shitty scripts.
I think I'm just trying to disassociate myself from Beetlejuice right now. I don't want to talk about it or think about it. So, hey, everybody, subscribe if you somehow like to... Well, I mean, I guess if you like to listen to us suffer.
Yeah.
Because I feel like if you're listening to this, you're not suffering as much as if you're
you
actually reading
it. You could be a sadist.
It.
Yeah, that's true.
But I do post all the scripts in case anyone wants to...
Indulgence and masochism.
Yeah. Oh, and to be clear, all the scripts can be downloaded directly on one page at tablereadspodcast.com. There's a little menu. You can go to scripts. You can read about them and download them. So you don't have to like scroll through your feed to find the part where I posted it anymore. And I'll post them when we put the first episode up from now on. So go to Table Reads Podcast. I designed it myself. I'm really happy with
it. Oh, it's pretty rad.
Yeah. Thank you. Listen to Touche El Douche, that posts every Wednesday. So you can listen to this today if it just posted. And tomorrow, go listen to Touche El Douche. Trevor and I will talk about shit with our friend Jimmy. And quite often, wish that Kelly was around.
Yeah.
We do,
I have
honestly.
Yet to be invited, so...
And Trevor is just fucking itching to hit that button to get us the fuck out of here.
I'm just trying to be ready. Because I've listened to old episodes, and every single time...
Let's get the fuck out of here.
He's just like, let's go. And it's like...
He's not paying attention to
the button. Oh, we're going now. Okay. You ready?
I'm ready for you.
You got anything to plug, Kelly?
Check out my Instagram for pictures from my cosplay dealings and my modeling with my agency. It's Kaylevie, Kaylevie. And shoot me a message if this is where you heard it, because I'd like to know if anyone listens.
Yeah, so would we. We'd like to know that too.
Yeah. Hey, you're a social media specialist. Maybe you can help us get more people to listen.
I could
with
do
some
that.
Advice.
How much are you going to pay me?
I'll exactly. pay you. I mean, there's like a half you, pizza could, right there.
Could
you,
true.
Could you have said that more casting couch? I'll pay you.
The voice of Table Reads is Art Carlson. Hey, that's kind of meta. Meta. This podcast was created by Sean McBee and produced by Ferris Wheelhouse.
FerrisWheelhouse.net.
Fuck. Cut to black.